Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And joining me right now on the show is Mark Saltzman to give us some great gadgets to think about this holiday season as a gift or maybe even for yourself. Mark, it's good to talk to you. How you doing, man?
I'm great. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And I don't know, do you tend to shop for yourself first and then think of others? Or do you think of others and then shop yourself?
A little from column A, a little from column B. Yeah. Like if I see something that I'm like, you know, yoink, right? That's
right.
Like, that's something I want. And if you get it the right price, and this year you don't want to delay because of the supply chain issues, if you can grab a great deal, then yeah, you want to take advantage of it, whether it's for a loved one or yourself, even if you were more naughty than nice this year. Why not?
Hey, I'm all for a good deal, but I'm all for a great product, a device, which will make my life better, simpler, more efficient, what have you. What are you finding out there, which may be all of those things for people?
Yeah, so it's not a one-size-fits-all scenario. Not everybody likes the same stuff, but there's some great gear ahead of the holidays that you could take advantage of over Black Friday and Cyber Monday weekend. There's deals on smart TVs that are up to $1,000 off for some of those big screen TVs with they call it the frame. It looks like a piece of art when you're not watching TV. It reverts to like art from a museum. These are Samsung TVs that you can also put these magnetic borders on, these little frames that are optional. So that's a good price on a great, as low as $599 for the smaller version. But, you know, when you go higher up to 85 inches, wall size permitting, you can save a lot this weekend. I like those. I'm a big reader. I love, the Kindles and the Kobos, and I even read on an iPad. So I'm all in digital, whereas my wife's like, nope, paper or nothing. Right? So there's some good sales to be had on e-readers, smartwatches. It really is depends on what you're into. You could spend as low as $30 on a pet cam that lets you keep an eye on your furry friend when you're not at home, like the Pet Cube cam, and then go all the way up. So, you know, it really depends. So, you know what we're doing tomorrow, Mo? I don't know if you know, just as you're in for Gary and Shannon today, I'm in for them tomorrow. And I'll be highlighting a lot of great deals that you could find over the weekend. We've got lots of interviews lined up. So, yeah, get your wallet ready because we're going to have a lot of fun with some hot tech. But, yeah, so I've written those gift guides, and we'll be chatting about them tomorrow, everything from wireless earbuds to smart TVs and everything in between.
You mentioned the elephant in the room as far as the supply chain issues. How should I, as a consumer, go about crafting a strategy? It's one thing if I'm buying for me, and I don't mind if it takes a month and a half to get here because I'm not trying to buy under any sort of time frame. But what about buying gifts for other people? I mean, should I chance it with Cyber Monday? I mean, how am I supposed to handle that? Because it may be listed online, but it may not get to me if I need it shipped.
Yeah, it's a great question, Mo. Christmas Day is a month today, so there's still time. So if you are going to shop, do it soon. If you're baking in the shipping time, you can also consider buying it at retail and like ordering it online, picking it up in store is always good. And you've just got it. And that way you have the peace of mind knowing you're not going to be gifting a Christmas gift January 15th. So you could do that. You could also consider online marketplaces like eBay, where 80% of the items are new.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have like this certified refurb program where it's all warranted and guaranteed and it's like new. But if you want to buy new, and I can understand that as a gift, then you could, they also are a little bit more resilient, when, or at least they're able to get around a lot of these supply chain issues that some of the big box retailers are suffering from. So consider an online marketplace, but just make sure you stick with a reputable seller that does deliver on the promise, because they could say, oh, yeah, you'll have it next week. It's like I ordered this Squid Game Halloween costume. I got it the day before our party, and I ordered it like a month earlier. So that was cutting it a little close. So you don't want that. You don't want that stress. The holidays are stressful enough. So, yeah, consider online marketplaces as well. Shop around. There's so much competition. The retailers aren't waiting even until tomorrow, Black Friday. They want to make that sale. So take advantage of it.
Something that you talked about a little bit earlier in regard to e-readers, I personally am surprised that they still have such a hold or place in the marketplace, because I'm thinking, like, why have a dedicated device for just reading your books as opposed to, like, someone's iPad, which could serve mm-hmm. just as well? Why do you think that e-readers specifically still do very well?
Have you ever tried to read on an iPad outside? Do you want to bring your iPad to a poolside or to the beach?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two cheeky answers to your question. So one is that e-readers are better outdoors because they have an anti-glare e-ink screen opposed to a glossy backlit tablet like an iPad, which is great for indoors, but very hard to read in the sun. Secondly, a lot of the e-readers are fully waterproof, like even submergible. Like the Kobo ones have, like, their internals are all coated with this, it's called H2O tech something, where it's like all the circuitry is protected in case you drop it, you know, or you want to slip into a bubble bath. Not recommended with a tablet. And then the third reason is battery life. Like, we're talking weeks with an e-reader opposed to hours with an iPad. So I hear you. It's kind of like a little redundant to buy a dedicated e-reader. And even those e-readers are getting more versatile. The Kobo Sage, which just came out last week, can also play audiobooks. You need wireless headphones or a Bluetooth speaker or something. And you can annotate on the screen. It works with a Kobo stylus pen. Yeah, so you can make notes, like, in the margin. You can, like, circle passages and send them to somebody or jot down a shopping list, whatever you like, all on the same device. So they're getting more versatile. But, yeah, it is really for those who love to consume books.
Now, I have to ask you a pet question, as I usually do. I have my Pixel 6. I'm kind of lukewarm on it so far, to be honest.
Right.
But I'm more curious about, you mentioned wearables. Is there any Pixel Watch in the offering?
I'm not aware of any. They call Android Wear is the name of the operating system. I can't think of any that really stands out. And it's not because, like, I mean, Apple Watch, I write the books Apple Watch for Dummies, but that's besides the point. I am an Android user, but mm-hmm. I haven't found one. You know, I use a Samsung smartwatch, but there isn't one that you need for your Pixel. It could be even, you know, any kind of, you can even use a Samsung. It's fine.
Oh, no. I was asking whether you had heard any rumors about whether the Pixel Watch is actually going to happen.
Yeah, so I've been hearing a little bit, but it kind of, when they didn't announce it with the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro smartphone, I figured it was just not ready for prime time, not to mention the supply chain stuff. So, no, I don't know much about them. I've heard some murmurings, as it sounds like you have as well, but no, I have no inside intel. You know, but there's a good article on 9to5google.com. That is titled "The Best Smartwatches to Buy for Your Pixel 6," since Google still hasn't made its own. So that could answer your question.
That's a starting point.
That's exactly what you're asking. Yeah. So there's no Pixel Watch that I have seen just yet. I've heard rumors back to 2019 about it, but
yes.
So I wouldn't hold your breath. Not at this point. It's almost December. I don't think we're going to see it so fast.
Well, we can always hope against hope. He's Mark Saltzman. You'll be able to catch him in this chair tomorrow, as he's in for Gary and Shannon tomorrow to close out the week. Mark, it's always great to talk to you. Let's do it again sometime soon.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks. Enjoy your turkey. Have fun.
KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.